Susanna began to see where this was going, and felt a sudden sinking in her guts. From the naked bristle of rocks beyond the allure, in what Mia called the Discordia, there came a dry, feverish cackle of laughter. This unseen humorist was joined by a second, a third, a fourth, and fifth. Suddenly, it seemed that the whole world was laughing at her. And perhaps with good reason, for it was a good joke. But how could she have known? As the hyenas, or whatever they were, cackled, she said, "You're telling me that the demon elementals are hermaphrodites. That's why they're sterile, because they're both. I, in the place of the oracle, your din had intercourse with one of these demon elementals in order to gain information, what's called prophecy in the high speech. He had no reason to think the oracle was anything but a succubus, such as those that sometimes exist in the lonely places." "Right," Susanna said, "just a run-of-the-mill demon sexpot."
"If you like," Mia said.
And this time when she offered Susanna a pokeberry, Susanna took it and began to roll it between her palms, warming the skin. She still wasn't hungry, but her mouth was dry. So dry. "The demon took the gunslinger's seed as female and gave it back to you as male." "When we were in the speaking ring," Susanna said dismally. She was remembering how the pouring rain had pounded against her upturned face, the sense of invisible hands on her shoulders, and then the thing's engorgement filling her up and at the same time seeming to tear her apart. The worst part had been the coldness of the enormous cock inside her. At the time, she thought it was like being fucked by an icicle. And how had she gotten through it? By summoning Detta, of course. By calling on the bitch, victor in 100 nasty little sex skirmishes fought in the parking lots of 24 roadhouses and county line honky-tonks. Detta, who had trapped it. "It tried to get away," she told Mia. "Once it figured out it had its cock caught in a damn Chinese finger puller, it tried to get away." "If it had wanted to get away," Mia said quietly, "it would have." "Why would it bother fooling me?" Susanna asked, but she didn't need Mia to answer that question, not now. "Because it had needed her, of course. It had needed her to carry the baby. Roland's baby. Roland's doom." "You know everything you need to know about the chap," Mia said, "don't you?" Susanna supposed she did. A demon had taken in Roland's seed while female, had stored it somehow, and then shot it into Susanna Dina's mail. Mia was right. She knew what she needed to know. "I've kept my promise," Mia said. "Let's go back. The cold's not good for the chap." "Just a minute longer," Susanna said. She held up the pokeberry. Golden fruit now bulged through ruptures in the orange skin. "My berry just popped. Let me eat it. I have another question. Eat and ask and be quick about both. Who are you? Who are you really? Are you this demon? Does she have a name, by the way? She and he, do they have a name?" "No," Mia said. "Elementals have no need of names. They are what they are. Am I a demon? Is that what you'd know? Yar, I suppose I am, or I was. All that is vague now, like a dream. And you're not me. Or are you?" Mia didn't answer, and Susanna realized that she probably didn't know. Mia? Low, musing. Mia was hunkering against the Merlin with a serape tucked between her knees. Susanna could see that her ankles were swollen and felt a moment's pity for the woman. Then she squashed it. This was no time for pity, for there was no truth in it. "You ain't nothing but the babysitter girl." The reaction was all she'd hoped for and more. Mia's face registered shock, then anger, hell, fury. "You lie! I'm this chap's mother! And when he comes, Susanna, there will be no more combing the world for breakers, for my chap will be the greatest of them all, able to break both of the remaining beams all by himself."